Okay, well, let's go back to agenda item nine. Report, discussion, and possible action to provide input to the bylaw committee on upcoming updates of the Brazos G bylaws. There really is not any updates to the Brazos G bylaws, but let me tell you who's on the bylaw committee who will be listening to this discussion. Dale Spurgeon is the chair, Kenny Weldon, your vice chair, Lucy Dunn, Gary Westbrook, and Judge Felton all make up the bylaw committee. I put this agenda, I was asked to put a form of this agenda item on the agenda, so it's here. I've been approached by several board members over different aspects of group membership or representation or of procedures, other things. So a lot of that involves not just bringing it to the board and say, this is what we want to do. A lot of it involves changing numerous places in our bylaws. And we don't want to just do something and miss something. So this is a time for some of those of you who have asked me to now give some input and some discussion, and the bylaw committee will see Dale's getting his pen ready over there. He's going to take notes, and they will take it and discuss it, have a bylaw committee meeting, discuss it, hash it out, and bring something back to us at our next meeting. Floor is open for discussion, debate, ideas, comments, suggestions. There's nothing statutory that we know of currently that has to be changed or administratively in our bylaws. So that's not like, you know, it have to be changed. So, okay. Just want to get that out.
My comment was just going to be there's several new members, and it may be worthy of just a quick somebody explaining what is in the current bylaws about how subcommittee vacancies, how that gets filled, or how people have opportunity to say, I've been on the water policy, but I really would rather be on that. What are the current bylaws?
You don't have any say so.
Discretion of the chair on.
Hey, you know that's not right, Alan. Yes, and for Mr. Billingsley, usually, or Tony has a program, an introductory, and then the Water Development Board does too. And I have to look it up how to get to it. We can have Pam get Mr. Billingsley that information of how to. Yeah, with his card. But it's an introductory to regional water planning for new members. So.
Wayne?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, just as a point of clarification, it's never a bad idea to take a look at your rules and bylaws periodically, and we haven't done that in a while. So it makes sense to review them. This isn't to say that if you don't have any voice or point today, you're out of luck.
Yeah, and that's something else. And I was going to say this at the end, but I can say it now. If you leave this meeting and you think of something, you can email Pam. Don't email me. Email Pam. Well, because it needs to go through Pam. And she can get it to Dale. Any suggestion or recommendation or whatever.
Yeah, and, you know, Dale, you pointed out, routinely you want to look at these things. A lot of times it's after a legislative session.
Yep.
Because the law changes, you know, and we've got to get aligned with that. But because there's been a request, Wayne contacted me, and my recommendation was we bring it today. Because if there's other issues that we want to address, I would like to be aware of that so we can take care of this in one process and not bylaws you don't want to just tinker with all the time,
right.
From my viewpoint.
I agree.
But if there's some other issue, and if you don't know what it is today, again, clearly communicate with Pam, and she'll let me know, and then I'll let the Bylaws Committee know. I anticipate the Bylaws Committee will meet either in August or early September, and try to get through, work out some kind of language proposed that this group could consider in the October meeting.
And Alan, to your comment and your question, it is up to the chair's discretion, and usually when I'm reelected or whoever is elected, or let me just back up. When I have been reelected, then I have asked, what committee would you like to serve on? If I don't hear from somebody, and would you like to be a chair or vice chair? And if I don't hear from somebody, then I wind up picking and choosing for them. That's me. Now, that's not every chair has done it that way.
That's fair. And we're talking today, and we're like kind of looking at, here's what's going to happen over the next 5 years. Well, excuse me if I sometimes just bring up things, but some of us are long in the tooth here, but I'm like, I'm curious as how much turnover is this group going to have in 5 years? I mean, if there's a third of the membership that says, I know I'm not going to be on this thing for the next 5 years, well, depending on what committees or whatever else they may serve on, that may be important information for not just the chair to know, because the chair is going to have to fill those, but maybe other people want to understand that as well. So, I mean, I don't know if maybe we'll all be here for the whole 5 years, but it just, you know, part of that's just, you know, I think to your point, Gail, let's everybody go read your rules and bylaws and get refreshed on that. I'm not critical of how it's being done, but I know for brand new members, they might be, well, you know, sure, how would I get to that committee?
Anybody? Any other comments? Yes, sir.
It's been long in the tooth, so I don't remember things from
me
yesterday.
Too.
So
I don't remember from yesterday, but it seems like we had a discussion at interviews, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was about seat. Again, I'm looking around who was in the room, so somebody will remember or jog my memory. But I think one of the questions devolved into, are the seats designated, you know, for, again, I don't remember if this is the question or not, but did we have a question about, you know, how many of these seats do there need to be and how many of these seats? And, you know we have to have 82 groundwater seats, but other than that, was there the industry seats, the electric seat, the county seat, whatever? Well, was that the question? I'm looking at the table to see.
So that's that's a good starting point. Thank you. And that was part of the conversation, I think, and the rest of y'all correct me. But besides the 82 groundwater seats, I think for Dale and his committee, I think it would be appropriate for them to look at the representation. There are 12 statutory positions. At least one, the statute says at least one member. In the past, when this group was formed, they added to some of those. So I think it's three county positions, two ag positions, I know. I think it would be appropriate for y'all to look at that makeup. Is four too many, or is two not enough, or should we move one from here to here, or how is that? Do we still have the correct makeup, we think, for this region? Is that?
Yeah, again, I'm just trying to remember the discussion, but I think it was about we needed to maybe, I thought at our, in that meeting, we were talking about maybe the makeup needs to be reexamined or at least looked at, because we hadn't looked at it in a long time. Right. Again, there were some statutory criteria.
There is.
Which
we have to look at,
but
right?
We could, we had some flexibility in terms of.
Right, there's a minimum to meet state law, but I think the planning group, through its bylaw process, can designate additional seats Or if there's another category, even though it may not be in state law, I think this group could consider, because obviously things are changing.
That was it.
Region.
That's helped me. Yes, we talked about another category. That was what it was.
Possibly, yeah.
About possibly adding another category that was above and beyond what the statute was. And there was some discussion, I think, at the table about, well, that group may already be represented in another group. And again, that's where it kind of blossomed up to, well, that probably deserves a broader group discussion than just what we were talking about.
And yeah. Along that same line, whether it's voting or non-voting, I mean, looking at all the discretionary options that are available, as well as things that have changed in terms of some of the steps that this planning group follows. For example, we may follow the Brazos River Authority's policies and practices. Well, as they update those, we need to make sure that we've got that information available to the members to understand what the policy is now.
And some of those are probably out of respect, because the Brazos River Authority is our physical agent, and therefore we need to be in aligned with what their policies are because of their responsibility of being a physical agent.
Correct.
Exactly. The only issue is making sure that we understand what that alignment is, that is, we're informed as the policy changes, so that you don't have board members thinking it's the old policy, what's the new policy.
Okay.
And I think this group has been proactive in the past, and Dale will remember this. So before the 82 GMAs got on here, we already had 82.
At least 80. At least
80. And we can't reduce that number because that's state law.
That is. This group had I forget what we called it.
GMA. Talking about the term limits?
No, we had a representative.
We had a groundwater.
We ourselves put.
Yeah, we created a position for groundwater. Right. I think so, Mike McGuire was.
It was Mike
that?
McGuire. Yeah.
So we had already recognized the need.
Right.
We're ahead of the state legislature on recognizing what the needs are.
That's right.
And they followed our example. I think they went overboard on the number of.
Sometimes blessings come in large. Never mind.
And some just keep giving. But we are trying to, you know, be aware of, because this region is dramatically changing.
Yes, and that's right.
And we've got to get in front of that. And I think we've had some discussion on that today, that, you know, the last 5 years is nothing what the next 5 years are going to be like. And we need to get in front of that, and we need to get people at the table to make those decisions and provide their information and their experience and their resources for us to make informed decisions. So I think we're allowed that flexibility, and our bylaws need to align with all these things.
Correct.
So that we're dealing with, you know, make sure it all meshes and works together and doesn't create a conflict point that we have to address. So
yeah.
This would be a good process to start the conversation.
I agree.
And Dale, are you recommending that people give that feedback to the bylaws committee when you meet? So if Jim's thinking Williamson County is so special and he needs two representatives here, he comes to the bylaws committee. Are you recommending just give you information?
We get the information and that's presented to the bylaws committee, which are open to anybody that wants to attend.
Okay.
Those are public meetings.
Yep.
I think we do deal with a quorum issue. If we get a quorum of the full group there, then we got a, you know, a posting issue. But those issues need to be hashed out, and the committee's bylaws committee will take that input. And I would rather get it before we get there at the meeting and then try to, you know, put the draft and then try to address things. So, yeah, if you've got things that need to be addressed, and I think the executive committee meeting on your vacancy process identified some needs, and that's the opportunity. But there may be some others, again, that have come up that need to be addressed, and I'd like to address those at that time as well.
So if I could suggest, just so we have some time, and you'd mentioned earlier these things going to Pam so she can collect them. If they'd like to send an email to the board with the bylaws, and then a date maybe that the committee chair would like to get input back by. So give us as a committee time to absorb that before the meeting, so.
Yeah, and as these topics come up, you know, I think the full group needs to be aware of what's possibly going to be considered by the bylaws committee, so that it's a streamlined process. And clearly the bylaws committee needs to know before they show up at the meeting what we're asking them to consider.
They might not show up.
Well, that's what they say. If you're not at the table, you're on the plate, so.
That's good.
Yes, and that was good advice.
Yep.
Well, we heard you. We planned to do it anyway, but we heard you. Anything else? Any other comments?
I was going to make one.
Yes, go ahead.
I was going to make a brief comment. You may have received this rather odd email at Gail's request on quantum computing. That's part of my sense that the technology in the water planning area is going to change dramatically, and I think quantum computing is going to have a role to play in that. And that's why I thought getting us tooled up into understanding the technology and not having a lot of overconfidence in it or debunking it. If you don't understand it, then you're going to be subject to someone who reports to do so. I want you to have your information, because this board is unique, in my opinion, in that people do try to do deep dives into areas that are in water planning and understand the technology. This is going to be a very difficult journey on quantum computing, and so I thought having some of the basics of what it can do and can't do might be helpful for the group to have.
So, Gail, are you making your comment that we need to be aware of what quantum computing is doing as an industry? Is that?
In the water industry.
Okay, all right. So let me.
It comes.
Okay, so let me just use this as a way to say something I was going to reserve till later, but I think it's probably, and I know Tony's gone now, but Wayne for the board. If we're not considering the use of AI in the development of this next plan, and Corello tapping into that, we need to make that an item for discussion with them of how AI can be used through the planning process to help us as a board and our consultant use that as a part of what they're doing. So I thought that's not what you were talking about, but it made me remember bringing that up.
Yeah.
And because in industry today, if you're not using AI, you're behind. And so why shouldn't we leverage it and ask Corello how they're going to help us leverage it as a part of this effort? So,
Aaron, there was some good discussion yesterday at House Natural on that, and some very specific discussion about which AI you should and which you should not use. And I think everyone ought to go back and listen to the first couple, at least first 3 hours of that hearing. Very, very good information tied to national security even. But, yeah, thank you guys for that.
I would say you come away more frightened about all of that than you do informed. But it's toothpaste out of the tube, you know. It's already out there. So the question is, which AI? And you want to be – who's going to run those platforms? That's what I took away from that.
Choose wisely.
Do we want somebody else running the platforms, or do we want them run here in the U.S.?
Yeah.
I'd submit that Corello and everybody around this table is using AI, whether you know it or not, you're using it. And Corello is too. Now, how they use it in the development of the plan, they can elaborate on, but
okay.
No doubt.
I'm not going to say this to take us past noon, but I will just say that.
Well, hurry up.
On the federal government side, there's a CMMC that's being implemented that allows. There are ways to protect data within our region, even the word enclave is the term, so that our data remains secure and it's a part of what our plan has developed. And so I intend to ask Tony about that in a future meeting and consider how they might consider that for us so that it's protected. It is because people are all over the map and understanding of what AI is. And I'm not by any means an AI expert, but I know enough to know that you can use it, you can control it, and you can protect it, but you can also leverage it. And so we just need to explore that within the means we have. And I think we might be pleasantly surprised with some of the capacities it might bring to us. So.
And two final quick points. One of the things that is being bandied about with quantum computing is that it may change the footprint of data centers, make them much smaller, more efficient, and therefore it may have an impact on some of the disagreements regarding the development of data centers. The other point is, if quantum computing goes into the way that the brilliance of people's minds goes, one of the things that we have to be very mindful of is it can develop a way to attack any, and I emphasize any security database that you have, whether it's AI or otherwise. And that's one of the fears, that it is something that is so powerful, it can find a way into any security system. So that's why I want people to be aware of this, at least thinking about it, because it is a powerful tool, and if it goes ahead of our own sense of fairness, morality, etc., and what's right, then we become tools in a movie that we didn't intend to star in.
I'm not sure this is bylaws related, to be honest with you, but
it's not.
I do want to just highlight the conversation that we're having here, because this is changing our region, and the water issue is one of those things. I think we need to be mindful that there's some tremendous amount of resources coming with this technology and these projects that can help solve some water issues. Those folks bring some money that can fix some problems, and I think we need to be mindful of that if you're in a planning scenario, that there's probably some resources and solutions that we need to be taking advantage of and asking for. They need to share the burden of what they're going to utilize, and we don't want to miss that opportunity.
Oh, and that money is funding new technology that, in one sense, is identifying new water. And again, that's where I'll bring it back around to bylaws. It seems to me somebody from that arena needs to be at the state in the next planning cycle. That's what I'm saying.
And that's that resource, that knowledge of sitting at the table and providing us good information.
Anything else? Hey, Aaron, did you write down the comment on AI so you can pass it on to Tony?
I read it, you said.
Okay, thank you.
AI is taping.
Yeah.
It's permanent.
All right, anything else? So look, it's not 12 yet.
We're not gone either.
This is a rough
crowd. We can hold you till after 12.
General planning reasons.